My name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N. I am recording an interview with...
Jace, J-A-C-E-Y.
And where are you from? Your city.
Corpus Christi, Texas.
The date is September 9th, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. So, Jace, we're going to start with our first question. What do tamales mean to you?
Tamales mean to me a big part of my culture and like a way to like express it, and it's delicious.
Oh, I have to agree, it's delicious. And I also agree that it expresses our culture. And is there any like special memories you have with that?
This one time during like Christmas, my grandma asked me to help her make some, and I had a really fun time making them with her.
Well, that's fun. So I wanted to ask, you talked about how you made these with your grandma during Christmas. Would you do it only during Christmas, or would you do it throughout the whole entire year?
Me and my grandma can do it any time. I love tamales, so as soon as I like come to her house, she has them prepared for me already. So it's throughout the whole year.
Well, that's nice to hear that your grandma makes tamales for you a lot. Do you have any special memories with tamales with your grandma?
We eat them a lot, like every time I see her, a lot during Christmas, and like really just throughout the year, it's all the time that I see her. It reminds me of her.
I see. So I wanted to ask, when do you typically eat these tamales? So I understand that you eat them around Christmas time and whenever you go see your grandma, but do you typically eat them for like dinner, lunch, or breakfast?
I typically eat them for like dinner or lunch, mostly dinner.
So when you eat them for dinner, is it just tamales by itself, or do you have like rice and beans or other stuff with it?
I usually eat like my tamales, and it's really filling for me. So I have like these little tomatoes with salt and lime, and the lime, I just put it all over my plate, and it makes it like really good.
That sounds really good. I wanted to ask this question. A lot of people do this. Do you eat tamales with ketchup?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. So I want to go into these tamales. So when you make them with your grandma, what type of ingredients would you use?
Well, I like the chicken tamales. I don't exactly remember what ingredients and the steps, but I do know it's a bunch of like, I don't know what to call it. I think it's masa. It's like a dough kind of, and like a lot of meat, and yeah.
No, I see what you're saying. A lot of meat, a lot of masa. Mm-hmm. So when you're helping with your grandma make them, do you just use your good old-fashioned elbow grease and make them, or do you use, like, tools when making them?
I use my hands a lot to, like, mold it and stuff. I think that's, like, the most important tool in making them, your hands.
Oh, yeah. The hands are the most important tool in making them. So, do you always make them, or do you like to buy them from other places sometimes, like restaurants or H-E-B?
I only eat my grandma's tamales. They're, like, I feel like that's kind of rude if I would eat someone else's. But I don't usually go and buy them. She makes them for me, and I eat them from her.
Ah, I see. Keeping it in the family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, is there any kind of, like, your favorite tamale? I know you talked about chicken, mm-hmm. but is there any other ones that you really like, or just chicken?
I like chicken, but I also like, it's kind of unusual, this candy. It's like this dulce, I don't know what it is, it's just this, like, stuff inside that it's kind of like you're eating cake, but you're actually just eating tamale with, like, it's so good. I really like it.
I have actually never heard of that. I need to keep an eye out for that. Well, thank you so much for this interview. I'm going to ask you one last question. What's the most unusual filling you've seen? I've heard of people get dessert tamales, like at H-E-B, like strawberry filling and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, it's the candy tamale. It's like a, it's not usually pink, but I've had a pink filling inside, and I opened it. I was like, what is this? And it's like, it kind of looks like a cake, but it's not. And it was very unusual to me.
Yeah, I imagine it tastes good, though.
Yes, it does.
Well, thank you so much, Hussie, for taking part in this interview.
Thank you.